say, kids, what time is it?
It's time for Charles Rotblat, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
Holy mackerel!
Each week on Tuesdays, Charles joins us here on Money Life to give us the buy of the week.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And now, here's Charles Rotblat.
Sir, do we get to win this time?
Oh, yes, here is Charles Rotblat, the editor of AAII Journal, the author of Better Good Than Lucky, and the guest of the week here on Money Life, this week and every week, the only one who joins us twice. So you'll get his pick for buy of the week today, then I'll be back tomorrow with his sell of the week. If you want more information, it's AAII.com or on Twitter. He is at Charles Rotblat. Charles, welcome back to Money Life.
Thank you for having me.
Our buy of the week is
LMI Aerospace.
LMI Aerospace. That's LMIA. And why is this on the upswing?
Well, this is a stock that we hold in our model shadow stock portfolio here at AAII. And I personally own the stock as well. To understand why I'm picking the stock, I really have to take a step back and explain our philosophy for the portfolio. This is a microcap value-oriented strategy. We look for stocks that are basically trading in the bottom 10% of all NYSE stocks in terms of valuation, and we're looking for companies that's, whose market cap is in the bottom 10% as well. So we're looking for this intersection of low price-to-book multiples and low market cap. So we're basically looking where everybody else isn't looking, and we're looking for low value. The idea is that we're taking advantage of the value premium, meaning that cheaply valued stocks do better than highly valued stocks, and the size premium, meaning that small companies tend to do better than large companies. This stock we actually hold in our shadow stock portfolio, and one of the things we guide people who want to follow it is look for the stocks in the portfolio that still trade at very low valuations. LMI Aerospace qualifies for that. It has a price-to-book ratio of 0.84. We tell people on the site to buy stocks with price-to-book ratios below 0.8, but we allow some leeway because investing is messy and tell people they can buy up to a price-to-book of 0.9, 0.92. So you can see where the stock is cheaply valued. The company is actually profitable. It has a $180 million market cap. It actually supplies assemblies, kits, and components to other aircraft companies, Boeing, Gulfstream, Spirit AeroSystems, Bombardier, Triumph, and Tsiolkovsky. Those account for about 77% of the company's revenue. So this is a company that actually supplies the big boys. Its Q3 sales look like they've grown strongly, but they were driven up by an acquisition. But this case, when you look at the company, it is profitable. For the most part, it stays cash flow positive. So this is a company operating in a real business, supplying real customers with actual earnings. And so when you look at all this, none of it says this company should be trading at a price-to-book ratio below one, yet this is. Therefore, we view the stock as being an attractive buy and being mispriced simply because a lot of people aren't looking at it because of its market capitalization.
When you look at a stock that you classify as mispriced, and when you go into the microcap realm, and I love the world of microcaps because I think you can get a little bit more growth there and a little bit more juice there, but you're also going to get a little bit more volatility there. So what's the sell discipline, and what's the point where folks who follow your advice on LMIA wind up saying, okay, now I got to be ready to pull the trigger and get out of this?
Well, one of the keys to really stay in the microcap space is to lower your transaction costs. I get people calling up, do you use charts? Do you use stop losses? And the answer is no. Because these stocks are more thinly traded, you have wider bid-ask spreads. You also have more price volatility. So some of the traditional measures we might use for our large cap stock, you really have to throw out the door. The key here is to look for solid companies trading at these low valuations and buy them and hold them. Once we add a stock to the shadow stock portfolio, we pretty much won't sell it unless the market capitalization gets a small cap range from market cap range, the valuation gets too high, or it has negative earnings for a 12-month period for two consecutive quarters. Otherwise, unless something odd happens where, say, the company stops filing SEC filings, there's, God forbid, some type of accounting scandal, we will hold on to the stock. And the idea, again, is to limit those transactions as much as possible.
That being the case, when you're looking at, say, the shadow stock portfolio, how many positions are you diversifying into?
We hold about 30 stocks in the portfolio, and we suggest members following it hold at least 10 stocks. And the idea is to actually spread your bets. And anyone who's read Ben Graham, particularly Securities Analysis, he talks about this low valuation strategy, buying stocks trading below book value. And he suggests buying a number of them. Don't buy one or two. The idea is maybe you might have a couple that turn out to be duds, but you'll have some that will do extremely well. And those ones that do extremely well will more than make up for the couple duds you have. So it is a more volatile, more speculative type of investing because of the price volatility, but you do get rewarded over the long term, particularly if you're willing to approach it with the standpoint that I'm going to be diversified. And diversification also works for large cap stocks too. You want to make sure you never have one stock accounting for too large a percentage of your overall portfolio holding.
Okay, you know what's coming next. What's a fair expectation on the upside?
Well, there's a couple of metrics we can look at. The stock right now, as I said, trades at 0.84 times book value. Over the last 5 years, it's commanded an average price-to-book ratio of 1.8, so it's trading at a discount relative to its five-year average. If we look at the aerospace sector overall, it trades at a price-to-book ratio of 2.3, so there's a huge disparity there. This stock has commonly traded at a discount relative to the sector, so I think we should throw out that 2.3 number, but it does give us some range to understanding just how undervalued the stock is. If we assume a reversion to the mean occurs and it reverts back to its five-year average price-to-book ratio, we could be looking at a 40% upside to the stock.
And over what period of time?
I would give it about 12 months, but I would monitor the sales and monitor the earnings and just make sure the company's continuing to perform well.
It is LMI Aerospace, ticker symbol LMIA, not just held in AAII's shadow stock portfolio, held in Charles Ropeblut's portfolio. And again, it's ticker LMIA. Charles Ropeblut is editor of AAII Journal, and of course, he'll be back tomorrow with the sell of the week. Charles, look forward to talking with you then.
I do as well.
If you want more information, go to AAII.com. And if you want a lot more information, well, we've just started Living the Money Life for January the 27th. So stick around. We've got much more to go.